This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Super One Foods officials say residents from across the Northland helped contribute towards a record-breaking fundraiser for the American Heart Association in September. According to organization officials, shoppers rounded up their totals or outright donated over $93,000 throughout the month, breaking the previous record set last year by around $3,000. American Heart Association officials say the funding raised will help support their efforts to teach people how to perform CPR, which costs about $50 per person. Bayfield County is offering residents a new Universal Children's Savings Account program. The Bayfield County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the pilot program, dubbed Bayfield County Saving Early for Educational Dreams. The program provides participating children with a $100 deposit when families open a college savings account before their second birthday. Families enrolled in the federal WIC program will also receive $200. Bayfield County is the first local government in the state to approve such a program. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the federal government has lifted its requirement that states assist with immigration enforcement to receive funds through the Victims of Crime Act. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the state will retain access to over $24 million in federal funding for victim service programs. The immigration enforcement condition was challenged in a multi-state lawsuit filed in August, which argued the obstruction of that funding was unlawful and violated the Constitution. While the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is still recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for most residents, data shows the vaccination rate remains low this year. The agency issued the guidance nearly a month ago after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped recommending the vaccine for most people. Since then, DHS officials say only about 2% of Wisconsin residents have received the most recent booster. They also say scheduling an appointment for the booster through national pharmacy chains has become more difficult. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on its North Central Forest Draft Regional Master Plan and Environmental Analysis. According to a press release, the North Central Forest Ecological Landscape covers around 95,000 square miles, including portions of Sawyer, Rusk, Douglas, Washburn, and Barron counties. The master plan is meant to guide resource management and recreation opportunities in the region. Public comments on the draft plan will be accepted until December 7th. City of Superior Mayor Jim Payne officially unveiled his 2026 budget proposal on Tuesday. Mayor Payne's budget proposal includes hiring more law enforcement staff and mental health workers, as well as constructing a new fire hall on the north side of the city. While spending on those services will increase, Mayor Payne also assured residents that the city's property tax levy will actually see about a 1.5% decrease. He credited strong fiscal management for that decrease, noting the city's debt has dropped significantly over recent years. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs have announced nearly $2 million in grant funding for two veteran memorial cemeteries. The grant funding comes from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Veteran Cemetery Grants Program, which is meant to help upgrade facilities, expand capacity, and improve accessibility at veteran cemeteries. The Central Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in King and the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove will each receive a portion of the grant funding. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake next week to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to make it easier for families struggling with infertility to afford medical care. The Building Families Act, introduced on Tuesday, would require insurance companies to provide coverage for infertility treatments and fertility preservation services. Those medical services could cost families thousands of dollars currently, making things like IVF treatment financially out of reach for many residents. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expressed support for IVF, but said he had not seen the bill yet. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly passed a number of bills aimed at expanding affordable housing on Tuesday. The package of legislation includes proposals like allowing for more construction of accessory dwelling units, allowing some building projects to move forward without needing to comply with new commercial building codes, and creating a starter home loan program. Some of the measures did receive bipartisan support, but Democratic state lawmakers say the package doesn't go far enough to expand affordable housing. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a game four tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive on the brink of elimination. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.